Shalom to all. Today we're learning Yerushalmi Yuma, Perek Zayin, in the middle of Halacha Beis, and the Ozbal Shur Sadaf. It's on Mem Dalet Amud Beis, about a third of the way in, with a quote from the pasuk Guba Iron Oil Mayed, and the article Shur Sadaf. It's on Mem Tes Amud Aleph, right at the top of the Amud. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sar Bas Biyakim Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So Gemara quotes the pasuk Guba Iron Oil Mayed, and order the pasuk of the Torah. The pasuk is telling us that after the Sar La Azazel was sent out, so then it says Uba Iron Oil Mayed, that iron comes to the oil mayed. So the question is Meichan Ba, where is he coming from? The answer is Mekirsa Parsha, from reading the Parsha. And Oleichanu Hailech, where is he going to? What's he going back into El Mayid for? Lahitzi Kaf Machta, that's going into the Kodesh Kedoshim to take out the Kaf and the Machta of the Ketores, which he had put there earlier on. Now, Ksev the Pasuk then says, V'yotzav Asus Oilasas Oil Sa'am, he goes out and does his oil on the oil of the nation. That's referring to the two Elim, the two rams, one for him and one for the nation, that we spoke about previously. Now, the problem with this is that it's Mashma that the Kohen didn't bring these two Elim until after he had gone to the Kodesh Kedoshim to take out the Kaf and the Machta. However, Va'atam Rahachin, you're saying this. We had said earlier that he brings these two Elim after he did the Par and the Chatas HaPnimis, the two Main Yom Kippur Karbonos, and that happened before removing the Kaf and the Machta. So it seems to be out of order over here. So Gemara answers, V'lokin Amar B'yachan, didn't Rabbi Yochanan already say, HaKol Moedim, everyone agrees, B'yotzas Kafu Machta, Shula Achar Tam Shel Ben Arbayim, that taking out the Kaf and the Machta is after the Tam Shel Ben Arbayim, and therefore it's actually impossible to have brought these two Elim after removing the Kaf and the Machta, because if that was done after Tam Shel Ben Arbayim, we know that that's the last carbon of the day that's brought, and therefore must be that the pasuk is out of order. And Rabbi Yisrael Chanini clarifies, "Kol parsha k'suva al seder chutz mizu." The entire parsha, meaning all the different psukim that talk about the Avodah Yom Kippur, they're all written in order except for this pasuk. Now, Rabbi Yisrael says, "Oidi amar al seder." We actually could say that it is in order. How is that possible? Because we can understand as follows: the pasuk says, "Barin al emayid mehechan ba." Where is he coming from? Mekiddush rishin shahay biyadai, from the first kiddush yedayim reglayim that he had done after putting on the special Yom Kippur begadim right before going into kodesh kedashim, and ulan uhaylech. Where is he going to? L'kiddush ha'achroin, to the last kiddush yedayim reglayim that said at the end of the pasuk. Now, Amar Ravana Kumi Rabbi Yosef, Ravana said in front of Rabbi Yosef, when he asked him, "Lama leinan amrin?" Why don't we say chutz mekiddush ha'achroin, except for the last kiddush? Meaning the pasuk doesn't say anything about kiddush yedayim reglayim. So how are you explaining it to mean that? So Amar Rabbi Yosef responded, "Shan yehi, this pasuk's different. Why? Because it says uba upashes big de'abad. First it says that he comes, and then he should take off the big de'abad. She'in tam lemer asher lavash. So why does the pasuk then say asher lavash? Would you think that he should take off different clothing that he's wearing? Obviously, that doesn't make sense. Whatever clothing he's wearing, that's what he's going to be taking off. So, imkain lomanema asher lavash. So, why does the pasuk say he should take off the big de'abad, which he's wearing? These words seem to be extra. It must be the hikish pshita l'visha. They were comparing removing of the clothing to putting it on. Malavisha because shidan reglayim, just like putting it on requires kiddush shidan reglayim, a pshita because shidan reglayim, so to removing it requires kiddush shidan reglayim, and therefore, even though the pasuk doesn't say it explicitly, that's how we're understanding it. Mem hamad alfa on top. Now we have another understanding what this means, Asher Lavash. Amar Blazer, Blazer says, Ish Chavayda Acheres Shu Avda B'Big Day Lavan. There was another Avayda that he did in the Big Day Lavan. Vezuzu, which one is that? Zoyitzaz Kaf Machta, that's removal of the Kaf and the Machta, which I had put in the Kodesh Kedashim, which is used as part of the Ketores. Now Rabbi Yechon Rechon says, HaKol Moed Amayitzaz Kaf Machta, everyone agrees with the taking out of the Kaf and the Machta, Shila Acher Tom Shal Ben Arbayim, that that's after Tom Shal Ben Arbayim. Lastly, the Gemara concludes, V'lam Big Day Lavan, why in the Big Day Lavan? Meaning, why is it that when he went into the Kodesh Kedashim to remove the Kaf and Machta, he had to be wearing the Big Day Lavan? He literally did a kiddush yedayim reglayim, went to the mikvah, changed clothing, another kiddush yedayim reglayim, just to get the kafu machta, then had changed back out in order to go back to the big day zav. Why do you have to do that? So Rav Chibar Val, he explains, k'sherus shel malon kach sherus shel maton, the same sherus, or as we would say in Hebrew, sherut, the same service that's done above in shemayim, it's the same service down here. Malon malon, just like up in shemayim, what does it say? Ve'ish echad b'soichem lovash badim, that one man, which is really referring to a malach, was dressed in linen, aflamaton, so too down here, when he's going into the Kodesh Kedashim, Ksoin is bad Kodesh Yilbash. So anytime he's in the Kodesh Kedashim, he has to be dressed in linen, which is special white garments of Yom Kippur. Moving on to the next Mishnah, discussing the Big Day Kahuna. Kohen Gadol Mishamash Rishmaya Kalim. Kohen Gadol, he serves in 8 Kalim, in 8 garments or 8 vestments. Behedyot, and regular Kohen Barba in 4. What does a regular Kohen serve in? Beksoinus, which is often translated as a tunic. It's basically a very long undershirt or robe type thing that goes all the way down to the floor. Mechasayim and pants, they're kind of shortish pants that are worn underneath. Bimetznefes, which is a hat of sorts. Avnate and a belt is really better translated as a sash because it was very long and wrapped around the body many times, more like a thick gartel as opposed to a belt. And Moisefel Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol adds on another 4, which is Chayshen ve'ifoy u'me'il ve'tzitz. Now be'elu, with these Shmaina begadim nishalim be'urmatumim, the Kohen Gadol is asked in the urmatumim. We know there's a piece of parchment with Hashem's name written on it that was placed behind the Chayshen. Special questions were asked to the urmatumim, and then the stones on the Chayshen would light up in a particular sequence, and that told him the answer, which we're going to be discussing later on in the Gemara, and Ve'ein Nishal Behen Lahedyot El Melech. We don't ask the Urim Tumim for a regular person, only for a king, Ula Bezdin, or for Bezdin, Ula Mishat Sarech HaTzibur Boy, or for somebody whom the Tzibur needs very much. So Gemara asks, Ve'ein Ma Kohen Gadol Mishav Shemayin HaKelim, why is it the Kohen Gadol wears 8 garments? What's with this number 8? So Rav Chananya, Chavrin Derabanan Omar, Rav Chananya, the friend, the colleague of the Rabbanan says, Keneged HaMila Shila Shemayin Yomim, corresponding to Mila, which is 8 days, Al Shem Brisi Ha'isa Itai, because of the Pasuk, my bris is with him, so Kohen Gadol has the schos of bris mila by wearing these 8 vestments. And the question is, Mnei Ma'ein Mishamish Big Days Of? So why isn't he Mishamish and Yom Kippur with the Big Days Of? He should go into the Kodesh Kedoshim with these begadim. The answer is Bnei Agaiva, because of haughtiness. And our Rav Simon says, Al Shem Al Tisad Lefnei Melech. The Pasuk says, don't exalt yourself or adorn yourself before the king when you go into the Kodesh Kedoshim in front of the king. You don't wear fancy clothing, you wear simple clothing. Now, Rav Levi explains differently that no, Shein Kateger Nas Senegar. The prosecutor can't become the advocate. What does that mean? Esmelk said by him yesterday, what does it say about the Yadin, Vyaslaim Alehazov, and they made themselves golden idols? This is referring to the Egalazov, the golden calf. And so that's the prosecutor, Va'achshav, who aimed at Mishash Big Dezov, and now he's going to stand in the Kodesh Kedoshim with Big Dezov, trying to be Mechaper for the Yadin. There's a terrible punishment that was meted out because of the Egalazov, and now he's going to try to defend them with golden clothing, reminding Hashem, so to speak, of the Egal, and therefore he wears white. He's discussing the special garments, Warnim Kippur, Tanur Bechir teaches the Braiso, Ulevesham, the Pasuk says, and he shall wear them. Now we could split this word up and understand it as Ubalu Sham, and they shall be worn out over there, which means Sham Hayuganuzim, over there in the Azara, they shall be hidden away. Sham Aramakivim, over there they rot or they decay. Vloyak Sham Layam Kippur Rabbah, and they were not kosher to be used for the next Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol had to use a different set of clothing for the next Yom Kippur. However, Tani was taught in Nebraska, Rabbi Daisa says, Ksham Himla Kohen Hedyet, they were kosher for Kohen Hedyet. However, clearly we have something different because Tani was taught in Nebraska, Rabbi says, Shtei Chuvas Bedavar, there's 2 Chuvas, which usually is translated as answers over here, means there's 2 responses to this. How that's not true, Achas Big Day Kohen Gadol, Achas Big Day Kohen Hedyot. Why does it do the Big Day Kohen Gadol? Why does it do the Big Day Kohen Hedyot? Number 1, Big Day Kohen Gadol are used for very holy Avodah, very Kaddish Avodah, and we can't drop in Kedusha. We say Malin B'Kaddish V'loy Meridin, so we can't use it for less Chashav Avodah. And number 2, we have an issue with the Avnet, with the sash, the Gartol, because that which the Kohen Gadol wore in Yom Kippur is different than the one that a regular Kohen wore during the week. So I'm going to be discussing this Avnet and what it's made out of, because Yom Kippur was made out of pure linen. So the Gemara tells us, Tani, we have a brayso. Lo nechlu Rabbi Reb Blaz Reb Shimon. Rabbi Reb Blaz Reb Shimon don't argue. Al avneta shel kohen gadol biyom kippur mishushal botz. Regarding the avneta kohen gadol on Yom Kippur, that's for sure made out of pure linen. And val shari mois hashana sheish by kelayim. Regarding the avneta the kohen gadol worn the rest of the year, that was made out of kelayim. Was made out of shatnes. It was a mixture of wool and linen. Val ma nechlu swatz machlekes al avneta shel kohen hedyot. Regarding the avneta of a kohen hedyot that he wears, Rabbi says yesh by kelayim. So that's one of the reasons why the avneta the kohen gadol that was worn Yom Kippur can't be used as avnet for regular kohen throughout the year because it was made out of 2 different things. Whereas Reb Blazer Shimonimer, he says, Ein by kelayim, it didn't have shatness. Even the avnet of a kohen hedyot throughout the year was made out of pure linen. So that's why there's technically no issue for a kohen hedyot to wear the avnet of the kohen gadol from Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yaakov Racha quotes a Ravo, says between Rabbi Yochanan, time with Rebbe, what's Rebbe's source for this? That's because the pasuk says, Va'asisa la'aron ulaban of kacha, kachal asher tzivisi, aysacha. And you shall do this for Aaron and his sons according to everything I commanded you. Now, what does that mean? Ma big day Aaron yesh b'kelayim, just like the Gadim of Aaron have kelayim, meaning his avnet throughout the year had kelayim, av big day banu yesh b'kelayim, so to the Gadim of his sons, meaning regular kehanim that also has kelayim. Now ma v'lo Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, so what does Reb Elazar Reb Shimon do with this? So he explains, what does that mean? Aaron and banav ma Aaron b'royloi, just like Aaron is doing avodah in that which is fit for him, av banav b'royloin, so to his sons, meaning regular kehanim, they're doing avodah in that which is fit for them, but the avnet of the kohen gadol and the avnet of a regular kohen throughout the year are 2 different avnetim. Now, what's on the topic of Big Day Kahuna? The Gemara tells us on Rabbi Simon says, "Kshem shakarbanos mechaprin, kacha begadim mechaprim." Just like karbanos are mechaper for averos, so too the Big Day Kahuna are mechaper for averos. Now, we had said that a regular kohen wears what? Beksoinus mechasayim etzefes avnet. So we explain memheim beis on top. Soinus hais mechaperes loy shekelayim. The soinus was mechaper for those who wore shatness. Now, is the bayim rather those that say al shev chedamim that the soinus is mechaper for murderers? K'mod atamar, like the pasuk says, v'yitblus soinus badam, and they dip the soinus in blood. This is when the brothers of Yosef want to try to cover for the fact that they sold him, so they told Yaakov that he was killed by a wild animal, and they dipped his kesoinus in blood, so that's like murder as a kesoinus. So the kohanim is mechaper for murderers. Mechasayim hay mechaper al gilei arayis. Mechasayim is mechaper for gilei arayis. K'mat ha'tamar, like it says in the pasuk, v'aseh lehem mechasei bad l'chaseis besar erva. You shall make for them mechnasayim of linen to cover the besar erva. So we're understanding that this is, so to speak, covering for an avera of arayis. And mitznefes, what about the hat or the turban? Hoyis mechaper es l'gasei ruach. That's mechaper for arrogance or haughtiness. K'mat ha'tamar, like it says in the pasuk, tefes al roishoy on his head. And avnet hoy mechaper al ganovim. Avnet was mechaper for ganovim. This way, remember those that say al ha'ikmanim. It's mechaper for those who are crooked and twisted, and that's because the avnet was twisted around the body many times. And Rav Levi adds on shloishim shtaim amah hayaboy. It was actually 32 amos long, and vahayim akme l'kan ulakan. It was twisted this way and that way, wrapped around the body many times, and so that's what it was mechaper for. We're gonna stop for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to discuss what's the special gadol l'kohen gadol or mechaper for. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.